Cameron is a six-year-old girl in Guilford who has leukemia. She's a Make-A-Wish kid, and we are going to help her get her wish with your help.
Yes.
Courtney is her mom, and she's on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good. Thank you for letting us help Cameron.
Yes.
Absolutely. Of course. We're very excited.
When did you first know something was wrong?
So, actually, this is interesting timing because it was this time last year. Cam was five and was normally really sassy and spunky and full of life. And we started to notice over a family trip that she was very tired. She was falling asleep kind of at play dates. And as parents, we kind of felt silly saying, like, let's bring her to the doctor for feeling tired because she was kind of always presenting as the typical five-year-old. But after having blood work at the doctor's office within 24 hours, we were sent to Yale for a blood transfusion. Cameron's blood numbers were so low, and they were so concerned
that
we were admitted
sign.
For 8 days. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's every parent's nightmare.
Yeah.
It's what every
parent. It is, especially when you're not used to dealing with any of this.
No.
So it was very shocking to us.
You go from having a normal life to having your world turned upside down, and it becomes about doctors, and you're online reading about cancers, and you're talking to people about what are the chances, what is this, how, what's happening next,
what's the best method. Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. It's a world you're happy that you never knew existed, so
right.
You're kind of thrown into this very quickly.
You know, when young Chaz was born, you know, before he was born, people were asking, you want a boy, you want a girl? I said, as long as he or she is healthy,
yeah.
That's all I care about.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's a lot of parents listening now who, I believe, thought the same thing and, you know, have been blessed with that. And we're appealing to them to take your good fortune and help Cameron get her wish.
Yes.
How's Cameron doing now?
She's doing great. She's responding to treatment very well. She has, of course, her hard days where, you know, she has responses to the medication. She'll have fatigue or she'll feel joint pain. But overall, she's transitioning well being a year in. We still have a bit over a year to go, which is something I didn't know either. I kind of thought treatment was a short-term sprint, and it's really a very long, very unpredictable journey. So we're about a year into that journey and have learned a lot about leukemia and about the organizations like Make-A-Wish that are really there to help the family.
How is, sounds like Cameron is quite the fighter.
Oh, she definitely is.
Good.
I mean, I couldn't even think of when I was five. You know, I'm playing with G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
You know, here's a kid facing, staring down a very, very serious situation. And
she is, and it's hard to imagine your own child going through all of that. And I think that silver lining, you learn a lot about your child and the resilience and the bravery that kids have when there's no other option. So that's been something that we continuously tell her and instill in her, that she is probably braver than I could be going through all the things that she's gone through in the last year.
How have you been?
I mean, it's tough. I am a public school teacher, so I took time off to be home with her last year when she couldn't return to school. So we're just trying to kind of live life as close to normal as possible. But, of course, there are days where we're reminded when things come up or when we have to have unexpected emergency room visits that this is still a very much a part of our lives.
Wow.
So we're trying to take it a day at a time and really embrace the supports that are around us.
Well, you're in a great community there in Guilford.
Yeah.
We certainly are. We definitely are blessed with that.
Tell us about Cameron. What is she like? Because we want to do a fundraiser. We were told that wishes are around $10,000.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to raise $10,000. And what we've done in the past is we send AJ out to the town
and terrorize them
and do something. We had you dressed as Captain America one year,
yeah,
right?
1 year, yeah. And I was a dinosaur one year, too.
And a dinosaur.
Inflatable dinosaur in the high wind, by the way. that was fun.
Tell us about Cameron. What is she like?
Yeah, Cameron is a very artsy kid. So drawing, music, singing, dancing are really her happy places. So she can often be found on her wireless microphone in her room having concerts for her stuffed animals.
Oh,
so,
cool.
Yeah, that's
what is she singing
thing.
When she's doing the concerts?
Right now, I'd say a lot of Taylor Swift.
Huh.
A lot of dance hits. That would be Cameron.
Ah.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. Okay. Hey, Taylor Swift. Nice. No Led Zeppelin, Motley Crue.
Yeah. Yeah.
No Dio. Get us some new records.
Taylor Swift is the perfect artist for a six-year-old girl.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right. So does Cameron have a favorite Taylor Swift song?
I would say it would probably be like her throwback dance hits, like a Shake It Off would probably be her number one dance hit.
Shake It Off.
That's my favorite Taylor Swift song.
Easy
I've heard
to
it.
Sing,
yeah.
You know,
I've heard
easy
it.
To dance
yeah.
to.
It's the perfect pop song, by the way.
It is. It definitely is.
And it's a great message for if you're 5 or if you're 95.
Shake It Off.
Don't let other people bother you.
That's every day I shake it off.
And if you think about it, a six-year-old staring down leukemia.
It's a good theme
It's a great theme. Shake it off.
Shake it off.
That's it.
Yep.
We're here to fight this thing.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it. All right, so we're going to do something, AJ, tied into this.
So I had a feeling you would.
I'm like, get your fins ready. Get your shirt on.
It's like I'm watching. It's like I see the clip is coming, and I can't hit the brakes. Stop.
It means so much to us to help, and the tribe hopefully will come over the mountain like the cavalry, as they always do.
Better.
And we're going to piece this thing together and be in touch with you. And, you know, when Bob over at Premier Subaru in Brantford heard that we were going to support and hopefully make another wish come true for a Make-A-Wish Connecticut kid, he stepped right up and said, count me in, and I'm in for $1,000.
Nice.
So up to $10,000 we need to raise, thanks to Bob at Premier Subaru in Brantford. We already have $1,000.
9 more to go.
So
that's amazing. Thank you so much.
9 more to go.
9 more to go.
What is it that Cameron, what is her wish?
So Cameron's wish was, I mean, I would have loved for her to say something like a trip to Hawaii for my entire family.
You need coerce
her. Being honest here.
You need coerce her. Right. If we're being honest.
Are you sure? But Cameron's very much a homebody. Home is her favorite place. And during treatment, it's been hard to kind of all be in the house and not be able to have kind of any escape. So Cam's wish very early on became a playhouse and somewhere for her to go with her sister. They're very close to kind of just have an escape and not really have to go far. So she talks about a place where she can make her dance videos and a place where they can just kind of have their own space to do their own thing.
Wow.
So she calls it a tiny house, but yes, a playhouse for her and her sister.
Oh, that's cool. Can we get 2 of those?
Yeah.
I love those tiny houses.
I want one.
Where'd you escape?
Can we get 2 of those?
Yeah. I didn't move out until I was 5.
Right.
So we're not looking for one of those plastic playhouses.
No,
we're looking for like a tiny house.
Exactly.
Have you seen those tiny houses?
Yeah, they're cool.
Oh, they're really cool.
They're the rage right now, actually. Yeah.
They're really cool.
Yeah.
All right. Tiny house it is.
Tiny house.
And we're on our way to $10,000.
Yep.
And that's very exciting.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
Courtney, thanks for coming on and sharing this with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you all so much. And thank you to everybody that listens and supports Make-A-Wish, because it changes the lives of not just patients, but their families and their siblings as well. So thank you so much.
I was at one of their events where they had a number of Make-A-Wish kids.
Uh-huh.
And I'll remember for the rest of my life. There was not a dry eye in the house. It's really impactful.
Yeah.
It's really nice. It feels good. I think the people who donate to stuff like this get more than the person who's receiving it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, all right, Courtney, we're going to keep you posted. We're going to put something together, and we'll be in your town today's Thursday, tomorrow.
And you know what? And you know what? I'm sorry already.
Yeah. And we apologize to Guilford in advance.
Sorry, Guilford.
All right. Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Taylor Swift, huh?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Shake it off.
Shake it off, AJ.
Shake it off. Yep.
It's going to be shaking something.
Shake it off.
Yep. Do you know any Courtney? Whatever. What's her face?
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a brother. Not too Swift. Yeah, I know she's got like.
That's, you should be. You should be Taylor Swift's brother.
Not so. I'm not so. I'm not so Swift. How you been? Good, Aito.
I don't know how that'll play.
Not so Swift.
Yeah. Oh, hi. I'm not so Swift.
It sounds Italian.
That's great.
Not so Swift.
Hey, I'm not so Swift.
Yeah. Do something wrong? Well, I'm not so Swift.
I'm Taylor Swift's brother, not so.
Not so. Hey,
hey, I'm not so.
Hey, not so. I've been going.
Taylor Slow.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
Shake It
You
Off.
You know, I really only know that one song, Shake It Off.
There's Shake It Off. It's just another one called, was it?
It was Cruel Summer.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it sounds too intricate. The hell is this?
It's called Lover.
Oh, yeah. No, trust me, no one calls me that. Hey, not so. Get over here.
Ooh, Bad Blood. Bad Blood might be AJ's Taylor Swift song. Bad Blood, if we have that.
Bad Blood.
Why is this microphone on?
She apparently has a lot of hits.
So Shake It Off. I know that one. She had something to do with Trouble and the Screaming Goats. What was that one?
Oh, that's a good one, too.
You were Trouble?
That one, yeah.
Wow, can you believe Shake It Off and Trouble aren't even, you know, like the top 10 Taylor Swift top songs?
Well, each time she tops herself.
It's pretty unbelievable.
As her brother Natso would say.
Yeah. That is tough. Like, if you're a sibling of, does she have any siblings? Because it's like
no one. Yeah, no, they don't. They're like, yeah,
right.
She just don't want them.
Is she an only child?
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Girl did make success for herself. That's for sure.
Blank Space is another good one.
Blank,
like that
Space.
One.
That's but that's inside of my head. That's not so theme song.
That's not so Swift theme song. Blank Space.
Yeah, Blank Space over here.
Yeah. Everyone knows this one.
I stay out too late. Right. Got nothing in my brain. That's me.
This is your theme.
Ringtone.
You know, if this was a rock song, you would love this song.
Oh, this could be a rock song.
Oh, it could easily be.
Crunching guitars.
Any great pop song you can reconfigure and rearrange into a rock song.
Right.
Are you familiar with the alternative artist Ryan Adams? Not to be confused with Bryan Adams.
No.
Can't say I have.
I've heard of him.
Ryan Adams, he did 1989. He did the entire version, song for song, covered it entirely, all in rock style.
Nice. Really?
It was really good.
That's pretty cool.
I bet you Leo Maricoli probably did this song. That's the guy in Sweden who does all these songs.
No, but you know what? This is a theme song for you because you just... Everyone picking on the AJ mod?
Yeah, I'm constantly trying to shake it off.
You're constantly trying to shake it off.
Yep, I'm making a martini right now. You really gotta shake it up.
All of her songs are just your biography.
I'm gonna get real drunk. And that's what they don't see. That's what they don't see. I'm dancing on my own. I'll make the moves the best. All right.
All right.
So there's that one.
Yeah.
All right.
So what do we do? We have you walking around Guilford and what? Singing Taylor Swift.
I'm assuming singing Taylor Swift.
I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, because okay, I'm not going to dance to it.
Yeah.
I dance like I'm bugging a hot sidewalk. So
if we raise $10,000, you do this.
If we raise $10,000, yes.
Right.
I'll agree to that.
Okay.
I want to see 10 grand. Before I terrorize Guilford.
So no one in Guilford's going to donate a penny.
Yeah, they'll just drop their phone.
No, they're like, we don't want to.
Unless you have some neighbors you don't like.
Right. No, actually.
Be on a truck and park in front of somebody's house.
Who the hell is this guy? I'm not so swept. I don't.
Hey, actually, I feel, you know, a wave coming from Guilford to help.
Yes,
Cameron,
exactly.
And Courtney, who's a school teacher. School teachers will get behind this. Yeah.
I'm just a mere annoyance. You'll see for a little bit.
That's
the case.
You're gonna,
but you're doing more good than your ears.
Exactly. Right. And Cameron is a 6-year-old girl in Guilford who has leukemia. She's a Make-A-Wish kid, and we are going to help her get that wish. Hopefully,
yes,
with your help. Her mom, Courtney, is a school teacher in Guilford and was on at 8 and told us what Cameron's wish is.
Cam's wish very early on became a playhouse and somewhere for her to go with her sister. They're very close, to kind of just have an escape and not really have to go far. So she talks about a place where she can make her dance videos and a place where they can just kind of have their own space to do their own thing.
Wow.
So she calls it a tiny house, but yes, a playhouse for her and her sister.
We found out that Cameron also loves Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yes, she does.
So
yes.
If we raise $10,000, we'll send AJ to Guilford tomorrow, and he'll go on a big tour.
Yes.
Singing Taylor Swift songs.
Yay.
And we're calling it the Errors Tour.
Huge Errors Tour, yes.
The Huge Errors
Tour. With
Not-So-Swift,
yes.
And Not-So-Swift.
With Not-So-Swift, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Bob from Premier Subaru in Brantford chimed in and said, I'm in for $1,000.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
You're a good dude.
And so we'll kick it off there tomorrow, Brantford Subaru.
Yep.
9 o'clock.
You asked for it.
24 hours from right now. And then he goes to Guilford.
Yep.
And we'll line up some places in Guilford.
Yep.
But we'd also like to hit that $10,000 mark as fast as possible.
Please.
Start practicing.
Haters gonna hate, baby. I'm just gonna shake. I shake it off.
Ooh, that's high.
Break. And the fake is gonna fake.
Keep going.
Baby, I'm just gonna shake. I shake it off.
Not bad.
That's really?
What if not?
She's so
Swift.
Supportive.
That's
good.
It's pretty nice of her.
I don't have
like
any
that.
Of that.
Yes,
it's horrible.
Yes, I appreciate that. You know what?
It sounds like someone's strangling you.
I was thinking my shorts are too tight.
Comedian Dan Brown in the studio.
Yep. Sorry.
What if not so Swift has a cold and he can't perform? How's the audience going to react?
Right.
Mike in Oxford. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
No, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. My daughter was a Wish kid as well. And listening to Courtney and Cameron's story brings back a lot of memories. Fortunately, some good fond memories for us and my family. And I want to donate $500 towards your goal.
Oh,
thank you, man. Thank you, sir.
No, really, really believe in Make-A-Wish. It's an amazing program and what they do to bring some light into a really challenging situation for a lot of families. You're able to feel normal and feel it kind of restores your faith and goodness and hope when you're going through something that's really, really negative. So I think it's a great thing you guys are doing and wishing the very best for Courtney and Cameron.
Well, I think it's a great thing what you're doing. We're just shining a light on it.
Exactly.
You're stepping up and putting your money where your mouth is.
Yes,
and,
man. Thank you.
And where your heart is. And how are you guys now? Everyone's good?
Yeah. No, we're doing really good.
Right.
You know, it was a very scary situation. She ended up needing a kidney donation.
Whoa.
And a kidney transplant. And but, you know, the long story short, she was able to get that in May of 2018, has been doing fantastic. We just actually had an event at the Make-A-Wish headquarters in Shelton where she got to hang her star in their Hall of Fame.
Nice.
So it really is one of these things where once you're part of that Make-A-Wish family, you're always part of that family.
That's great.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
My pleasure. And really, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing about EJ and
it's AJ.
AJ.
Yeah.
AJ.
No, EJ.
I'm not so swift.
Not so swift.
I have a feeling if you offered it up, maybe the Guilford residents would pay more so he doesn't show up on their street.
I like
Might
the way
make
you
more
think.
Money doing that.
I like the way you think.
Mike, yeah. Thank you. There's a link on the radio station website now if you'd like to make that donation.
I'll get right on there and do that.
Thanks,
and, you know, I got to imagine that you know, who doesn't want to help a kid that's really sick? And I'm sure the tribe is going to step up big because they have those kind of hearts. So.
Yep. Yes, they do.
They do. Yes, they really do. And, yeah, to think of a six-year-old fighting for her life, you know, it's...
Let's get the little house.
Oh, she wants a little...
Let's get the little house.
That little tiny house.
Let's get the little house.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Thank you, man. Thank you. We got a little cowboy hat for you.
Yeah, apparently, yes. A little cowboy hat, yes.
Working on it.
Yep.
Yep.
A little cowboy hat, yes.
The Air Roars Tour comes to Guilford.
Huge Air Roars Tour. What kind of...
Look who's on the phone. This is this guy. No matter if he just thinks we're about to do something amazing, he calls to help. Joe Ciccarelli.
Hey, gang. Good morning. How are we?
Good morning. Can I tell you, Joe said he just wanted to donate and not come on the air and just do it silently. I said, no, you got to come on.
Right.
You got to come on.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I did because I've got $1,000 to give you towards the Playhouse.
Oh,
and then this morning, Chaz. I reached out to my good friend, Sean Ryan, over at National Lumber in North Haven, and they will donate the materials we need for this tiny house.
Okay, so we hand them the money, and then we let them do, I don't know if they're ordering prefab, if they're building it on site, but what we do is we collect the money and we hand it to them, and then they, the Make-A-Wish people, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to leave building something in no, no. You don't want us to do anything important. No.
Trust me on that.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever they need, if they're going to build on site or any building materials they need, Sean's ready to step up and help out. He's the proud father of two twin boys that have just turned a year old, and he knows what loving a child is and understands, okay, the kind of support that families need through this thing. So it's the least we can do.
Thank you. I got to tell you, that is really, you know, when parents think about how lucky they are and they hear something like this, they're like, I'm going to pay this forward.
Yeah,
I'm going to do something good. And
yeah.
I'm just going to count my blessings here. So thank you, brother.
All right, brother. Got to jump.
All right. You're the man. Love you, Joe.
Thanks. See you. Love you too.
Joe and I were in this text yesterday about all of the things from the Valley that we used to do that are no longer there.
Okay.
We never had anyone dressed as Taylor Swift walking through.
Well, not totally dressed.
Okay. I did not call this person or reach out to this person yesterday. I just asked, you know, like, this is great. I love this. I love this guy. And thank you so much for calling in. Bob Stefanowski's on the phone.
Oh. Hey.
Hey,
guys. I was just driving listening to you.
Well, thank you.
I'm good for $1,000. And since you put me on the air, Amy's good for $1,000 as well.
So what?
Does Amy know yet?
Yeah.
No.
What?
On a need to know basis.
I won't tell her.
But what a great call. It's Courtney, right? The little girl?
Courtney's the mom.
Right.
Cameron.
Yeah.
She's the six-year-old.
Okay. Cameron, well, anything we can do, we're happy to do $2,000. You guys are great. You do so much great, good stuff for the community. I couldn't be prouder than to be your friend. So, once again.
Thank you, man.
You're hitting a home run.
Thank you, brother.
Hold that thought for extra Friday afternoon.
Yeah. Hold that thought.
What do you mean you got taste?
What happened? We haven't seen Bob Stefanowski since that phone call. I didn't even know you were in Connecticut.
Wow.
So, awesome.
Well, I came in from New York last night, and I hate to say it, I listen to WFAN a lot. But I put you guys on today, and I heard about this, and you guys are amazing. You're always doing great things for the community. It's nonstop with you guys. You're amazing. Anything we can do to help, we're happy.
Well,
we don't.
I'm going to be singing tomorrow.
It's the people calling in that really makes the difference here.
Exactly, yes.
So,
yes.
Thank you.
And I loved when that guy called him EJ rather than AJ. That was made my morning.
I've been called worse.
It's two letters.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, you got one of them right. You got one of them right. It's a different vowel.
Brad
different
EJ. Vowel.
Hey, Bob,
so
thank
how
you.
How do I do it? I go, is there a link on your website or how do I do it? Guys?
I'll send it to you. Yeah, there is a, that would be the easiest way. There's a link on the radio station website.
Okay. All right. Happy to do it. I hope others step up as well. It's a great cause.
All right. You think, so does Amy know yet or no?
No, she's down in Florida. Oh. Hopefully she never finds out.
No, I won't tell her.
I won't say anything.
Hold on. Should I call her right now?
Oh, jeez.
You gonna narc on him?
Did you hear that nervous laugh?
Yeah.
Okay, I will not do that.
Yeah, no.
All right.
No, we'll leave her alone.
Okay.
She'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You as well, man. Too.
Thank you.
So I'm not a mathematician here, but we had 1,000 from Premier Subaru.
Right.
So that's 500 from Mike in Oxford.
Right.
1,000 from Joe, that's 25. And then 2 from Bob, 25, 35, 45.
Yeah, 4,500.
Nice. In our quest for $10,000. Oh, hello, hotline.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
How's it going?
Anthony Avalon?
Yes, sir.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, people. Hey, we got people.
Hey.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, nothing.
No.
So?
Good stuff here. I want to be able to help out.
Okay.
Here, because I know when you guys get behind something, it means something and it's important. And by the way, I'm from Guilford anyway, so I'm happy to help. So it means something to me as well. So,
that's cool. Yes,
I apologize up front.
Yeah.
AJ's apologizing because he's going to go to Guilford tomorrow.
You know, Godzilla. Amateur.
Hold the town hostage.
Make him stop.
Exactly.
Right.
What can we write you down for? Good.
500 sounds good.
You're the man.
Sir. Thank you very
much.
Yeah.
So we're halfway there right now.
Look at that.
We're at $5,000.
Yeah, awesome. The Eras tour to actually happen, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It sounds great, and, you know, I'm blessed. We're all blessed when we can help out like this, so I'm happy to do it, and, you know, it's fortunate to be able to do it, and, you know, I wish the best for this young lady, you know? So.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
And if you live in Guilford, come back after 4.
Will do.
Okay, cool.
You guys are the best. Help out. All right? Thanks.